Christ the Lord is risen today. Hallelujah. Sons of men and angels say hallelujah. Raise your joys and triumphs high. Hallelujah. Sing ye heaven and earth reply. Love's redeeming work is done. Hallelujah.
Fought the fight, the battle won. Hallelujah.
Death in vain forbids him rise. Hallelujah. Christ has opened paradise. Hallelujah. He is risen. Hallelujah. Our sins have been forgiven now. We have triumphed o'er the grave. Christ the Lord is risen today. Lives again our glorious King. Oh, hallelujah.
Where, oh, death is now thy sting. Hallelujah.
Dying once our souls to save. Hallelujah. Where thy victory arrays. Hallelujah. He is risen. Hallelujah. Our sins have been forgiven now. We have power o'er the grave. Christ the Lord is risen today. All creation sings hallelujah. He is risen, glory to the name of a risen Lord. Let all the earth proclaim hallelujah. Our sins forgiven, glory to the name forevermore. Hallelujah. He is risen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our sins have been forgiven now. We have power o'er the grave. Christ the Lord is risen today. We have power o'er the grave. Christ the Lord is risen today.
Hallelujah. Shalom. Good morning. My name is Simon Peter. Simon's the name that was given to me by my father and mother, and, well, Jesus called me Peter. I've really grown to like that name. Peter means the rock. Well, let me tell you a little bit about myself. I was born in Bethsaida. I've lived on or around the Sea of Galilee all my life. You see, I'm a fisherman by trade. And when you're a fisherman, some days are very good and other days are very bad. On the day that I met Jesus, well, that day started out extraordinarily ordinary. But then he came by. And he spoke to my brother Andrew and me, and he said, "Come follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men." So we laid down our nets, and we followed him for 3.5 years. Who was this man? A good teacher? A prophet? Some kind of political leader? Messiah? Sometimes we weren't sure, but of this one thing we were confident. This Jesus was the most compassionate man we had ever met. We were sometimes embarrassed by the people that he would associate with. But you know, it didn't matter who you were. He laid down his life and he served you. He served the outcasts, the people we didn't associate with, the poor, the diseased, sinners, tax collectors, foreigners, fishermen, foolish people. He taught a ragtag group of people to follow after him, and he taught them how to operate in the kingdom of God. Oh, things that we saw, the things that we witnessed. If I were to tell you about all those things, well, we'd be here all day. I should tell you about some of the stupid things that us as his disciples would say, but I won't, because I usually said them. But this man, you know, no matter how much I thought that I bothered him or was sure that I had disappointed him that day, it just did not matter. He still loved me, and he remained my teacher, my master, and my best friend. Some days were very, very good, and other days, you know, I told him one day, I said it to his face. I said, Jesus, I will willingly lay down my life for you. And that very night, I failed him. Three times, I publicly declared that I did not even know him. There he was, tried, tortured, alone, because I ran away. This was the man that I knew was the Son of God. And there he was, dying on a cross. I thought for sure I wouldn't have the chance to come up to him and say, Jesus, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. If anybody didn't deserve forgiveness, it was me. I was sure that was it. I was sure it was done and finished. I wouldn't see him again. But then, he rose again. He conquered death. He bested the grave. And he stood there before me, my teacher, my savior, my best friend. My Jesus.
Over, and all was lost. beyond description. You gave it all. What went wrong? This couldn't be the end of heaven's story, 'cause you came to save, to beat the grave. 3 days and now they're looking for your body, but you were gone. Hope that springs eternal, and because of you, all things are new.
Honor God and what would please him, but Jesus went to the heart of the law law says if you commit murder, you've sinned, you've dishonored God. But Jesus said, if you hate in your heart, you've committed murder in your heart. The law says if you commit adultery, you've sinned and you've dishonored God. But Jesus said, if you look with lust, you've committed adultery in your heart. Jesus said, it's what comes from within, what comes from the heart that defiles a man. So what do we do with that? What do we do with the darkness that's in our souls? That's where I was when he found me. So much darkness in my soul. So much worrying over the choices that I've made that dishonored God. And how do I make choices that honor him when there's this worrying in my soul? And Jesus took me from my darkness. And he gave me forgiveness. And he gave me hope. That God could redeem me, that I could be restored to God. He gave me hope. And I followed him, and I believed him, and I listened to him, and I honored him in my heart. And then he died. They came and they took him away, and he did nothing. And they beat him. And they tore him to shreds. And he said nothing. A man who can raise the dead, and he did nothing. Such an awful, awful way to die. And when he was there, in his pain, his torment, suffering in his body, he forgave them. He forgave those who did it to him. He forgave them. And then he died. We didn't know what to do. We didn't know what to think. What about the promises? What about the promises of God? What about the hope that we could be restored to God? What of that? 3 days in the grave. This morning we went to the tomb to embalm the body. And we got there and there's this huge stone in front of the tomb, and it was gone, rolled away, and we didn't know what to think. There were grave robbers and people who wanted to discredit him that could have stolen the body, and we were so scared. And then this angel appeared and he said, why do you seek the living among the dead? He lives. And then we saw him. We saw Jesus, and he's alive, and his promises are true, and I can be forgiven and restored to God. All true. I gotta go tell the others.
Bow down in highest.
greatest act of sovereign grace in the universe this way. Everything must start to rise again. On the third day, behold thy King. On the third day, death has grown sick. On the third day, we're forgiven and reconciled. On the third day,
the lion and the lamb, every name. Whoa, that was powerful. Thank you, Tommy. Tommy Fitzgerald, the man who was here singing, he wrote that song, and very, very powerful. Can you guys bring that up here for me? While they're getting that, I do want to say that I am wearing some these socks. They do say Vandals on the side. We have some Vandal football players in here, so I just want them to know that I was thinking about them today. And I do have some WSU, but it's a little more intimately tucked in. I cannot show you, all right, so only my wife knows, okay, so now you all do, okay. I'd like to talk to you for about 10 to 15 minutes. This presentation, we're talking about a journey from darkness to light. A journey from darkness to light. And that song that Tommy sung, it said, "The sky was dark as night. It was a dark day." Have you ever had one of those dark days when everything seems to go bad? Everything seems to go wrong. No matter what you try, something messes up. Something goes bad. It's absolutely incredible. I had one of those just a couple of days ago, and I looked at God and I go, "Lord, I don't even know the way out of this." I thought I had ruined something. I was going to help a friend of mine do something. And as I was doing it, I'm going to save him $177. And in doing it, I created a problem that could have cost me $1,200. And I said, "Wow, thank you, Lord, for giving me the heart to help people." And I thought, "Why am I helping this person?" Well, it was my son-in-law, so I guess I needed to. But it was tough, man. I just was at the end of my rope. I was crying. I thought, and by the way, everything worked out great. Didn't cost me anything. It got solved and all of that. You know, God kind of comes through at the very last, and he kind of comes on the white horse, and it was absolutely incredible. But the Son of God had a dark day here, a very dark day at this time. He was arrested, tried, convicted, beaten, executed as a mere criminal. And as he hung on that cross, dying, in those hours, bleeding profusely, it was a very dark day for him personally. And it was a dark day, honestly, for the world. It says in Matthew records it this way. He says, "From noon until 3 PM, darkness came over all the land." Darkness came over all of the land. Everything was dark. There was a total eclipse of the sun during his crucifixion. As he was hanging on that cross from noon till 3, till when he finally passed, expired, it was absolutely pitch black. A total eclipse of the sun happened. Can you imagine how it must have felt? It wasn't just dark inside here. It was literally dark everywhere. Darkness was there. It was dark. It was weird. It was eerie. In the middle of the day, it would be black like this. It was painful. A dark moment in history. A dark moment, I'm sure, in Jesus' life as he was enduring the pain of carrying the sins of a nation, of a world, of everyone upon him. And I think it's really important that we know that when Jesus came to this earth, he came for a very important reason, a number of them, but one in particular, so he would know how you feel when you have a dark moment, a dark day, a dark time, an issue that's very haunting to you, problems, things done to you, things that you've done, all of that. He knows what it feels like to be like that. He knows what it feels like to be in anguish, to be in pain, to be in torment. He knows what you're going through. And so when something happens, you have a God in heaven you can relate with who knows exactly how you feel because he felt the same emotions that you do. And because he did, he has great compassion on you. He doesn't point his finger and say, "Hey, I did it. Buck up, you do it." He says, "Hey, I did it. I know what it feels like. And my power and my presence is here for you to help you get through that dark day. That dark day. It's interesting, even in Genesis, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. We start out in darkness. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, it was good, and divided the light from the darkness. God divided light from darkness. But there are going to be some dark days in all of our lives, some issues that will happen. But Jesus knows how you feel. Have you ever been afraid of the dark? Anybody here willing to admit that at one point in your life, you were afraid of the dark? I was. As a little kid, because when you got tucked in, your folks kissed you, and you get into bed, and they shut the door, and it's dark, I'll tell you, every noise sounds funny. Everything goes weird at night. And the boogeyman is somewhere under my bed. Now, that's not true, kids. Okay, I know there's some kids in here, but just great. Our kid won't sleep now, Pastor Phil. Thank you so much. But I was nervous. I was always, it was just dark. You couldn't see anything. And my room was really dark. And it was dark, and I was scared, and I didn't feel good. And all of a sudden, I'd reach over to the side of my bed, and I'd flick the light on. And when I flicked the light on, phew, the darkness just phew, gone. And I had this feeling, everything's going to be okay. The light's on. Everything's going to be okay because the light's on. I remember as I got older, my dad was an alcoholic and went through some binges at times. And I remember as a young boy just praying for the sun to come up, because I knew when the sun came up, it would be the end of this ordeal. And so I prayed for the light. Even recently, I have nightmares every once in a while at night. I have these weird little things that happen, and my wife has to wake me up, and because I can't even wake myself up. It's kind of a little bizarre. And so she wakes me up, and I wake up. And I had a nightmare just a little while ago. And I woke up, and I was so startled by it, I turned the light on. And when I turned the light on, I felt like everything's going to be okay. I mean, even now, I'm 50-some years old. I'm not going to tell you exactly. But I do have 8 grandchildren, or will. And it's lower than higher, so if you're thinking, I remember turning that light on, even as a man, because I was so, you know how it's weird when you're in a dream and all of that, and I turned the light on, and I just felt, and literally I left the light on, because I just wanted to sleep knowing that the light was on. The light. We go through dark times, we cry out for the light. The light at the end of the tunnel when we're going through difficulties. Light. Jesus had that dark day on the cross. And then he was finally placed in the tomb, in that darkness of the tomb for 3 days, until finally the stone was rolled away and he came out in the brightness of the glory of God, and he became the light of the world. And in John it says, in John 8:12, then Jesus spoke to them again saying, I am the light of the world. It's going to be okay. I'm the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Have the light of life, not walk in darkness. It doesn't mean that there's not going to be dark days. It's interesting. Last year, Kaylee, is Kaylee around? Where'd she go? Kaylee and Carly were out passing out invites with me, and we were at McDonald's. And while we're at McDonald's, she passed out an invite to a guy who was in line. You know, we were out looking in the community, and as a reward, I took him to McDonald's. And so there was a man there, and she thought she was still on. So she told the guy, hey, would you like to come to our Easter? And the guy ended up coming. His name was Fred. Fred came. I shared on Easter about my dad being an alcoholic and all that I went through and the drinking problem I had for a while until Jesus came and delivered me. And Fred was an alcoholic. And Fred gave his life to Jesus Christ at that service. And then he went back to Nevada. He calls me. I didn't know it. He called me a couple days later and said, hey, Do you realize that when you gave that invitation, I gave my life to Christ. I was an alcoholic, just like your dad was. And I gave my life to Christ, and you know what? He is changing me. Well, yesterday, I called Fred. I have his number. I talked with him about 6 months ago, and I talked with him today, or yesterday. And I said, Fred, hey, I just wanted to call you and tell you, it's been 1 year, man. Happy anniversary. I said, how is it going? And he said this, you know, Pastor Phil, it hasn't been a straight line, but I am walking with the Lord. I'm going through it with Him. I'm walking with the Lord. And I said, you know, it was never meant to be a straight line. It's a journey. There's valleys and there's mountains and there's so many things that we go through and twists and turns and there's cliffs and all sorts of stuff. But Fred, you're still walking with Jesus and He loves you and He has a plan for your life. And it's awesome. And I just want to thank my little granddaughter. Did she go to the bathroom? She's in the bathroom with all the other young ladies. We have Carly here. Carly, why don't you come up here? You can stand up for your sister, all right? Say hi to everybody. Hi. Did you give out invites this last time? We went out and gave out invites again, didn't we?
But it wasn't McDonald's, it was...
Arby's. Or is that DQ, right? Mm-mm. Oh, where was it? No, it was at McDonald's.
No.
No, don't correct my message. You didn't give it out. It was her. We were at McDonald's, I remember. Okay. Say hi to the people and then go sit down. No, we had, I think it's neat because little kids have they don't care. They pass out invites. They didn't care. You know, you get up and I got to go, okay, pass out invites. You know, what is it going to be like? How are you going to feel? You know, most people just don't run to pass out invites about anything, especially when it comes to Jesus. And yet they didn't care. They invited everybody that was moving around. They enjoyed it so much. No wonder Jesus says we need to come as little children and have that same heart and not be ashamed of Him. But I realized this. Fred said he had to navigate through life with the light of Jesus Christ. Todd, are you back there? Todd, back there somewhere? Todd, can you stand up for a second? I need a volunteer. Todd, come running up here, will you please? Todd, come and help me. All right, hurry, run. Run up here. That's a slow run. That's a fast run. Okay. Jesus says that He is the light of the world. There's some things I have to do as pastor. I have to try things out. So I had to go and buy this because it was a great illustration point. But He is the light of the got to turn it on. This is a very bright light. Now, if I were to shine it through there, I mean, it's really bright. So I don't want to be sued by anybody. But He says that He's the light and He is a bright light. Jesus is a light. And the first thing that we need Jesus for is to navigate throughout the darkness of life. We need Him. Now, Todd, come over here. I'm going to help you. I'm going to be Jesus,
okay.
And you're going to be you.
All right.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
I'd like to come and live inside your heart.
Okay.
All right.
I'm invited in.
All right. He invites me in. All right. Now, here, we're walking through life, and it's dark, and I'm shining the light. Here's what Jesus does. He's a light unto our path, and so He's, come over here. Come on over here. Walk there. Okay, go up one. 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 Okay, come this way. Come this way. Come this way. Oh, no, over here. Over here. Over here. Right here. Right here. Right here. Okay, don't go that way. Don't go that way. It's bad. Don't go that way. Okay? So, and He doesn't go that way. But I am here, and Jesus does this to all of us. He guides us with His light. He's the light of the world. And He says, don't go there. Don't go into that situation. It won't be good for you. All right? That relationship, not good. That relationship, good. All right? Go out there. See, look at him. He's a good man. He's doing well. All right? And then there's rocks and there's cliffs and there's so many things throughout life that God is trying to navigate and help us through the darkness of life so that we know where He's at. Okay? So we know where we're to go. And like Fred said, it's not a straight line. It's all over the place. But we need Jesus Christ to light up our life so we can follow Him. All right? Second thing that Jesus as the light does, he guides us. The second thing He does is He exposes darkness in our heart. He exposes the darkness inside of us so we can get rid of it. All right, you get to be God this time. Can you do that?
I can do that. Okay.
Okay, now listen. Okay, you've got it. Come on down here. Let's come down here. All right, now you've got the light, right? And so you as God... You just shine it on my heart to expose all the ickiness that's in it. Okay, you have to know how to do it. Okay, that's like it. Okay. You expose it. Okay. All right, Lord, help me. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Over here. Lord, I need your help.
I'm right here.
Lord. Lord, come. Help me, Lord. Lord. Lord, where are you?
Right here.
Lord. Lord, shine into my heart. You haven't shined. Now, the amazing thing about God is he's a little more persistent than Todd is. I'm right here. Right here. He's pretty persistent. He's going to grab you, grab on the side, turn me around, and expose my heart. Okay, now, there's a lot of junk in there. Are you sure you can handle that?
I can try. But God can. God can do it.
You're God. Remember, you're God. Can you handle that?
Yeah, of course.
So he exposes this. And is this a bad thing? Do you hate me?
No, I love you.
Look what I did. What about that?
I don't care. I love you.
But this is a real icky sin over here. I'm ashamed of this one.
I'm going to wash it away.
Now you have to know this was unrehearsed. I just picked him out of the crowd right here, okay? I wanted to see what he would do. So, but he's a very loving God, aren't you?
Of course, yeah.
Now, what I'm saying though is this. The light isn't a bad thing.
Right.
When God comes to expose the dark deeds in your life, he knows what he's doing, and he's doing it because he loves you, because he knows all of that darkness inside will just drag you down and ruin your life. And it won't be fun. All right? It won't be fun. The other thing he does, third thing that he does with that light, he gives us the light so we can navigate through the darkness of the world. He is the light so that we can expose the dark deeds in our life. But he also is the light to expose the darkness of hurt in your life. The stuff done to you, not what you did. The stuff done to you. What's done to you. He brings the light, and I'm mad at people because they've hurt me. Ever been mad at someone because they've hurt you, and you're mad at them because they hurt you? All right, God, come on, do your thing. Do your thing. Get up there. Grab me. Stop me. Turn around. And he gently exposes the areas in your life where you've been hurt, where you've been damaged by the dark things of this world that have touched you so deeply, that if you feel like they've damaged you and hurt you forever, he exposes them so I can repent from the bitterness I've developed and be set free from them. God, you're so good. Thank you. Bring it in. Bring it in. All right, thank you. He's the light. He's the light. And he wants to light up your life. I know in this crowd, I'm sure there are a lot of people here that need the light to help them navigate where they're going. I'm sure you also need the light to expose some of the darkness that's inside there. Some dark areas that are inside there. And I'm sure that we need the light also to expose some of the hurts that are inside of your life that God so delicately, wonderfully, awesomely wants to help you get rid of. And we get rid of it by repenting from our sins, asking God to forgive us for all of the bitterness that we may have developed. And then we ask him to lead us in this life. So I want to ask, I know that there are a number of people here. I'd like to pray a prayer that would allow the Lord, the light of the world, to come into your heart. And I'd like to have everybody pray. Because I know some people would be afraid. But if you will pray with me, let's pray and ask Jesus. Ask Jesus to come into our life. Say this with me, would you all? Dear Jesus, I realize that I've sinned. I need you to forgive me of all of my sins, of the darkness that's in there. I also realize, Lord, I've been hurt, and I ask you to forgive me of the bitterness I've developed. And now, Lord, I ask you, please be the guiding light of my life. Lead me around all of the junk and right into the very center of your presence. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you pray that prayer, we're going to do this last number. If you prayed that prayer, I'd like to chat with you over here. I'd ask you to be bold enough, if you did it for the very first time or you recommitted your life, if you do it and come over here, I want to meet with you. We got some Bibles and stuff over here. And we want to talk about how you can walk and enjoy this life. The light of the world is inside of you. He will lead you. He will guide you. He will deliver you with all of His power, with all of His presence, with all of His purpose. And you will enjoy a walk with Him like never before. They play it, God. Resurrecting our lives, and we thank you for that. Why don't you go ahead and be seated, and I'll give you a couple of dismissing announcements. First of all, I want to thank you all for coming. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being a part of this. And I pray that you enjoy the celebration of what Jesus Christ did for us on that cross at Calvary. How awesome, how wonderful. He is the light of the world. He is the light that's inside of you, and He's going to guide you all the days of your life. This journey throughout this one, all the way to the next one, yes, in heaven with Him forever. Yes. A couple of announcements then as we get ready to go here. If the buffet that we're doing afterwards is, you just go up the main center stairs out to this door at the very top. There's a gymnasium building behind us here. We're doing it in there. So you just have to get your stuff, grab up, go across the parking lot, and you'll see the area over there where everybody's going to, and you can get breakfast. We're going to have sausage and eggs and hash browns and coffee cake and so much good stuff over there. So you will want to do that, okay? So do make your way over there. If you are going to be involved in the Easter egg hunt, the resurrection eggs, we want to talk about them. We're going to redeem those eggs, all right? We're redeeming them by the blood of Jesus Christ, all right? And Tommy's going to give an explanation of that. We're going to be out in the field right here in the very bottom. Can you wave your hand like that over there? Yes, yes, yes. Right over there. Go out those doors and you'll go out to the play field that's out there. We're going to have the helicopters coming in about 20 minutes. A helicopter is going to come and drop about 3,000 eggs on the field out there. Okay? So it's going to be an absolutely wonderful time for kids, I think, zero or to all the way to, I think, 12 years old. So you're welcome to go out there. Now, after we get done here, you need to go get your children from the nursery and then take them out that door there. Okay? You can also go out the upper door and go out that end and you can come down. Okay? Last couple of things. If you prayed that prayer, could you come on over here? We have some people who want to meet you, who want to pray for you some more. If you need prayer for anything else, come on over here. We've got Bibles. If you don't have a Bible, we want to give out a Bible to you. We want you to know that we want you to have the Word of God, your very own Word of God. So we'll have Bibles, ton of Bibles over here as well. And then the last thing is, hey, come back next Sunday. We're going to have a blast next Sunday. We've been talking about this journey that we're on. We're going to talk about our final destination is heaven. You got to realize how awesome and wonderful heaven really is. It's a great spot, and it's worth the journey. God bless you guys. And on behalf of all of us here at Living Faith Fellowship, we want to wish you the most blessed and awesome and powerful Easter, Resurrection Sunday. And we pray that He'll be that each and every day for you. We love you guys. Be blessed. Be dismissed.